You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
You are listening to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, and our special guest today is none other than Heather Malone, and we are welcoming her to the show. And our special guest along with her is Diane Mampy, and they are joining us today to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, but this time there is a special twist to that subject and the principles of the Napoleon Hill success philosophy. Welcome to the show, Haviland. Diane, how are you today?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, I am always excited to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which has changed my life forever, which is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. But I'd like to start the show off today by asking each of you to share with us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to get right into the questions. So, Havila, if you want to go first, just share with us a little about yourself, and Diane, if you would do the same.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to. You know, of course, I'm a New Orleans native. I'm actually a number one best-selling author and international inspirational speaker. So I'm always about helping people to be able to break through to their absolute personal best. I'm the CEO of Proof of What's Possible, Inc., which is a personal and business development organization that works with entrepreneurs and leaders. And, of course, I am a student of Napoleon Hill's work, have been for many, many years, and, you know, it has definitely shaped and guided my life through the many things that I have done, you know, in life, coming from being a television personality on, like, the Home Shopping Network and QVC and even running a multi-million dollar company for Hewlett-Packard. So it has some really great experiences throughout life, but what I find as I step into my purpose and have done so is really about being able to help people get to their next level and be able to really realize the power that they have and how to maneuver, you know, the fears and doubts and the things that hold us back. So I love being able to help people with that.
Well, and I love having you as a part of our team as relates to the Thinking for Rich philosophy and the Blog Talk show that we've done for the International Mastermind Association. So thank you for that. And Diane, if you share somewhat about yourself, because it is so very exciting to have someone who has studied the laws of success and Napoleon Hill's work, as you have done, along with your multi-million-dollar organization. So if you share with us about yourself, please.
Oh, thanks, Anne. Yes, I'm honored to be on the call with you today. And I wanted to share a little bit about myself. My name's Diane Lampy, and I live in Dallas, Texas, but formerly from Chicago. And, yes, I run a multi-million-dollar financial services business. With my husband, we operate that together, and I've been studying the principles of Napoleon Hill for over 11 years, especially his masterwork, The Law of Success, which I totally love, and I really attribute much of our success in the business is from understanding and teaching those principles, and especially the 17 principles of success. And, you know, my husband and I, we're so passionate about our business and how we help other people every day. And I'm also a best-selling author and recently achieved international recognition with the Napoleon Hill Foundation in their Reader Certification Program.
Now, you know, that's my segue into sharing about how did the two of you meet in the first place?
Oh, my God. Serendipity. We actually were both attending. It was in French Lick, Indiana. We were both attending Napoleon Hill Leadership Certification course. And, of course, as we were arrived at the airport and were getting transported to the resort that we were staying at, we both end up being in the same transport vehicle, and, you know, just kind of conversation sparked, and we started talking to each other, and it was just kind of like, okay, I'm really feeling her vibe. Look, so when we were there as a part of the Napoleon Hill Leadership Certification, and matter of fact, that was a process that we started back some time ago. Remember, Anne, we had our little group of leaders with Sandra Richardson and Hillary Vargas and yourself and myself, and we made the decision that we wanted to be able to take the information that we had learned and been applying of Napoleon Hills for all those years and take it to the next level, because the Napoleon Hill Foundation does offer some higher learning and a certification that is, as Diane mentioned, internationally recognized to become an instructor for the foundation. So we decided to take that journey together, and in that process, Diane and I's paths crossed.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how that worked out, right, Havila?
Yes. But we knew that us riding on the bus together would end up becoming, you know, a best-selling book.
Yeah, but it also seems like a resounding a theme, thread, if you will, with Napoleon Hill, connecting people who appear to be strangers but are connected by the spirit. What do you think?
Absolutely. Oh. I mean, we hit it off from the very beginning when we were just starting to talk. And I don't know, I just felt like somewhere along the line we were going to be talking again. I didn't realize it was going to be that quick at the event.
Absolutely. And you never know. It's like even Steve Jobs says this, you never see things and how it all works out. Like the dots don't connect until you're looking back. And when you look back at the whole situation from, you know, making the decision to, you know, get some higher education, higher learning with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, you know, actually getting there, making it to French Lick for that particular leadership certification course, you know, meeting Diane, you know, at that course. And, you know, as we share a little bit later about how the book actually came into play, you know, even all the events that led up to that, it was just so, it was definitely spirit-led. I can say I can't take credit for that at all. Like, there was a bigger mission, there was a bigger purpose that was already in play, and we just stepped into the roles that we were supposed to be able to help to bring this information to people, to be able to bring this book to life. So it's very interesting when you start to look at the dots.
Well, in that case, then you go back to the dots of connectivity with Odyssey and how the two of us met, and now the dots connecting, dots connecting, dots.
Yes. Oh, I never forget that when you and I met in Naples, Florida at the Odyssey Network Convention, and we were both in the business center, and you were, I think, on the phone, and you were talking to somebody about the Think and Grow Rich book, and I was like, wait, Think and Grow Rich? I got all in your conversation. and then we ended up sparking, you know, a dialogue about the book and its impact and how we connected. And you were already affiliated with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and how our relationship grew, and how even that association with the International Mastermind Association itself and doing the radio show, and it just continued to bring us deeper and deeper into the connection with those principles, because there was a path that was supposed to be followed, and all of these dots, all of these connections, all of these people were leading down to this path that has now today become manifested. It's powerful.
That is amazing. It is simply amazing.
Certainly.
All right, well, let's just jump right into the reason that we are here today, which is to have the two of you share your awesome, awesome, awesome book about the amazing adventures of Oliver Heels. And can you share with us how did this concept come about in the first place?
You want to share that, Havila?
Yes,
certainly. Want to start that out, and then I'll just jump in?
I would love to, because in the Napoleon Hill Foundation, which everybody is familiar with, who is a nonprofit organization, it's a learning institution that still continues to spread the information and introduce people to Thinking We're Rich and Law of Success in the works of Napoleon Hill. And now for the first time in history, the Napoleon Hill Foundation has released a children's book. This is what everybody has been waiting for, when Napoleon Hill himself in 1937 asked to be created, wanted to have released to the world with those 17 principles of success to be made available for children of all ages so that they can create a foundation from success from youth. And now with the book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill, it is now available. It's now here. So we are super excited. And Diane and I had an opportunity to work with the foundation on the creation of this book. And it really brings us back to French Lick, Indiana, because that's where this all happened. It's where it all, where this journey began. And we were all given an assignment. It is very reminiscent of Napoleon Hill and him getting his assignment from Andrew Carnegie. You know, I want you to go out and create this philosophy for success. You know, it's going to take you 20 years of your life. Go out there and make it happen. And we were all at that Napoleon Hill certification course given an assignment to take a principle and to create a children's story based upon that principle. And this is how I know that this was all spirit guided, that this was all already in the works beforehand, because the principal number that I received on the little sheet of paper, it said 10. It said number 10. And in my mind, I was like, cool, I got it. That's enthusiasm. That's what I'm doing the story on, enthusiasm. Now, for those of you who are very familiar with the Napoleon Hill, the 17 Principles of Success, number 10 is not enthusiasm.
Nope.
It's not. But in my mind, I saw that it was, because enthusiasm, actually principle number 8. It was like clear as day. It was enthusiasm. And so we were choosing partners, and I think you picked me, Diane, I think.
I don't know. I think you picked, I don't know how that happened, but it happened so fast. I think you, I don't know.
And she and I, yeah, so we all had to partner off. And so she and I ended up becoming partners, you know, for this writing assignment. And we, you know, we head off and we start working on this story. And it was just like there was a flow. There was a, we talk about that mastermind principle. When two, you know, those minds come together, they become one. And we started to flow off of each other and start to build characters and build a story, which actually is a story in the book. It is enthusiasm. It's called The Town of Lost and Found. And it teaches children that principle of enthusiasm and never giving up. And, you know, if it is to be, it's up to me. And we created that story. We come back from lunch. You know, everybody comes back because you were actually there for that event, Miss Ann. And we come back and we share this story. And the reaction in the room was awe-inspiring. It connected. People felt it. There was such an energy in that room that this story really hit home. And after, it was like when that happened, like we knew, like we both, like it was almost like we could read each other's minds. We're like, wow, we have something here. Like there's something here. And we started discussing with each other. We're like, hey, you know, what if we could do this with every single principle? Like how, what kind of impact this could make? And obviously the leadership at the Napoleon Hill Foundation felt the same way, because as we were going over to go and like convince Judy Williamson, who was the director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, that, you know, this was the project we wanted to work on. Like this was something we were passionate about. She was coming over to us. She was like, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know what it's going to lead to, but I would like for you all to work on creating a story, a powerful story like this, for every single principle. And now, a year later, we have a best-selling book, which is The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill, which breaks down those 17 principles of success in short, rhymed children's
stories.
Yeah,
I was going to just add that, Havel. I was going to say rhymed,
yes.
Fun. The illustrations are awesome. They're just, when people look at it and they read it, they just get so excited when they start reading it. We've just been hearing such great results from it already.
All right, so Diane, will you then share with us then the format of the book? I heard you talk about the illustrations. So what is the format of the book?
Well, just like Havila said, what we did is each story is based on a principle. So like maybe it could be enthusiasm, it could be definiteness of purpose, personal initiative. So there's a short story all in rhymed fashion with cute illustrations, and it's based for children. I'd say we say from 6 to 12, but I mean, I think the adults are, and Havila will agree with me, that the adults are enjoying it just as much reading it to their children, because it really breaks down the principles and it gives examples. And so each of the 17 principles in here has a cute story with a definite purpose to each one. And when people read it, they're just like, wow, I really learned something. I didn't know that.
Exactly. You'll learn about principle number 4, going the extra mile, in the story Meatloaf Monday. You know, you'll learn about enthusiasm, which is principle number 8, in the town of Lost and Found. And, you know, or definiteness of purpose, principle number 1, in the story on the Amazing Lemonade Stand. So they're all broken down where you actually have the application of the principle in a story format, because, of course, we know the way the mind works, it works pictures, it works in stories, and those are the things that carry with us for generations and generations. And so to be able to get a child, you know, whether it's a parent reading to that child or the child who's actually able to read the stories for themselves, and for them to be able to have it in a rhymed pattern, which actually helps with retention, it's like, what better foundation can you give your children than the principles that have literally helped to shape the country that we live in, and have made more successful people than any other philosophy. And now it's in a format, in a simple, easy, fun, exciting format that will give that to them now. That's huge.
Now you mentioned the word fun. So would either one of you share, Diane, let's go with Diane, if you can share some of the fun facts I understand you have in the book.
Well, I think one of them is one of the stories that I really love is the Tea Party Madness, and it's based on teamwork. And in that story, it just talks about tradition and how it was passed from generation from the Tea Party, and just all the crazy things that happened that was trying to prevent the Tea Party from happening. And you'll go through the story, and children seem to get, I know when I was reading it to myself, you just wanted to keep going to hear what was going to find out. But at the end, you just realize what you learned. And I think a lot of times, like Havila said, so the stories that are in a rhymed fashion, the children seem to just love them. And that's what we've been hearing back from kids and parents, just saying that to us, oh my gosh, I'm going to read this every night to my children. And they're just, you know, really excited about reading it because there's a purpose to each story. It's rhyming. One of the other stories that I would love in here too is The Music in Me. And it talks about controlled attention and instruments and how Olivia was, I can't give away all the stories, but that's kind of one of them that I really, I love all of them, right? The one that we love the most, of course, is the one that started everything, The Town of Lost and Found. And you know what, when you said earlier, Anne, and Havila was talking about it, I just totally agreed with her. She said, number 10, enthusiasm. And, you know, I went right with her because she was so enthusiastic about it. And we didn't realize it until later that we had the wrong one.
But even that, like, you just knew that everything happened exactly the way it was supposed to.
Right. And I know that even the illustrations, the ones that are in there, they were so thoughtfully they're so thoughtful the way they're just drawn. You just get drawn into it. You're just kind of looking at it, and you feel like you're right there in the book.
Yeah,
so
I think
speaking
that's,
of a fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention we keep talking about how things happen, and I think when you think about the chapter on the subconscious mind in the book and the brain and telepathy and all of these things that we learn from the principles of the book, especially Sixth Sense, everything is exactly how it was supposed to be. And one thing leading to another, when we really believe these principles, they're all connected. Would you think?
Oh, absolutely. Everything is connected. And it's like when you allow yourself to be, or you put yourself in a position, because I'm a firm believer that everybody has a very big purpose. Everybody has like some mission in life. You know, some people are still on their journey to be able to figure out what that is, or they're on their journey trying to, you know, get out of their own way so they can step into that. And the more you avail yourself to these principles and you make them a part of your daily life, then those paths that have been laid for you, like, because they're there, you get to start walking on them, and all the pieces start to connect, and the people who you're supposed to meet, you know, they show up. The opportunities that are supposed to be there for you, you know, they show up. Like, I came up, you know, from a younger age being introduced to these principles. Matter of fact, it was the Napoleon Hill theatrical it was an audio series, and it was on The Richest Man in Babylon. And from that principle, well, from that story, I learned about the principle of pay yourself first. And it was because of learning that younger on that I was able to make some financial decisions within my life that when I did, like, hit those rocky times, when I did fall into, like, you know, like hard financial times and, you know, was laid off from a company that I had worked for, you know, 10 years, like, I still had money. Like, I had plenty of money available because I applied that one principle of, you know, keeping a portion of everything that I earned. And so just that one thing, how that helped shift that part of my life, it's like if we could just get that information to young people now. As a matter of fact, there is a story in the book, and it actually is Principle 16, you know, budgeting time and money, and it's about pay yourself first. And that actually is one of my favorite ones because, again, that was a principle that helped, you know, really shift things for me and was my first kind of introduction to the whole Napoleon Hill world. And so I know for me the impact that it has, and I know for Diane, and because she has children, and she even has grandchildren of her own, and being able to, because of her, you know, 11 years of learning and applying these principles, you know, and then teaching that to her kids, they are living a different life. They have the opportunity for a different path than people who don't have access to this. And even Anne, because the work that you do, which I love, and it is so impressive to me, because for over 20 years you've been working with the International Mastermind Association and, you know, with youth and with adults, you know, helping give them those principles from Think and Grow Rich. And you could even speak to how that has changed people's lives, like the confidence that you have in yourself, your willingness to take risk, your willingness to step into your purpose, you know, the belief that you have that whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve, and it becomes real when this is a part of your foundation.
Well, I want to make sure that our listening audience understands that we're talking today about the Napoleon Hill philosophy and the book Think and Grow Rich with Habila Malone, a number one best-selling author and inspirational speaker from New Orleans, who graduated from college at a very early age, 19. That is awesome. And she is just an awesome, awesome, awesome speaker. She's been featured on Fox, NBC, CBS, Huffington and posts and much, much more. And I love the one about Everybody Loves Barbie, the self-empowerment movement that she's created. And also we're speaking today with Diane Lampe, the president and COO of the Lampe Company, a multi-billion dollar financial services organization. So today we are looking at the future. Can you share with us about the impact that this could have on future youth?
I will tell you that I can see it happening already, and it's, I don't think it's just going to be for this generation. I just think it's going to be for generations and generations to come. I think this has just been a missing piece to a puzzle that Napoleon Hill has wanted to put all the pieces together. I just think this is something that's been missing in schools and for children to be learning, and I really feel that once parents can really gravitate and say, oh my gosh, what if I just read one story a night to my children? Or maybe they start reading it. They could just change their whole future. Who knows what could happen? Just like Havila said earlier, I think we can impact so many lives. You know, each and every day and in our business, we try to impact people's lives. That's really what we do every day. And we teach the Napoleon Hill principles within our organization. We want them to know that. I'm almost thinking of taking and using one of these stories every week to read that, because I think it just simplifies it so much for anybody, no matter whence they came and for future generations. And I feel like this is just the beginning. Wouldn't you agree, Havila?
Absolutely. I tell you, in 1937, when, of course, for people familiar with Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the top 10 best-selling books of all time, and that book in 1937 when it released, Napoleon Hill himself, he put out a call. He wanted so badly for those principles of success to be made available for children of all ages. And now that call is finally being answered. And this book is the answer to that call. And I tell you, even so many parents, mompreneurs, you know, individuals who appreciate those principles themselves but now have this as a tool for their children, have been writing in and writing, you know, reviews and testimonies about how this has been helping their kids. I literally, as a young lady from Florida, Miss Osceola, like, she wrote into us. She was like, you know, my daughters love this book. She said they enjoy the rhymes of the stories and the pictures. She said, I read at least 3 stories a night, and they succeed at getting me to read one more, like, every time. She says, so she's like, this book is a must because it teaches valuable principles to my children right before bedtime so they can mentally digest the story throughout the night. To be able to have, you know, the kind of impact, and we've even had, like, students, like, the kids themselves, like, who have written in and told us, like, what they thought about the stories. And we actually, there was a Kira Gordon, she's a 9th grader, and she said that she said that the book taught her many lessons. She says, such as never give up, to believe in yourself, to face your fears, to always try hard, to study hard to succeed, and don't believe what people say about something else. Find out for yourselves. Taught me lifelong lessons that I can use. You know, to be able to get feedback like that, that these stories that make those principles, those 17 principles of success, so simple to digest, so simple to understand, and then apply them in your life, that is a game changer. So this is not going to only affect the current generation, but we will see a shift where the generation and the mindset, the belief system will start to change for generations to come. And, you know, I know kind of offline we talked about this a little bit, Ms. Ann, that I want to, and matter of fact, this is a call to, because you never know who's listening, you know, who's a part of this conversation. And, you know, for universities, for research organizations, like, we want to put together, like, a 10-year study to be able to see the effect that now the youth getting these principles and having this tool, how it starts to shift, how it starts to change, the things that we start to see. And I love that even with the International Mastermind Association, you all have been doing similar work like this for the past 20 years. So you can even speak to the fact of how important it is to be able to share Napoleon Hill's principles and the difference that it makes in people's lives.
Well, now, you know, that's a door that you're opening for me, because my 2 stories I always like to share, and those of us that can go on to Google, you can Google the baby billionaire, which is my 2nd daughter that read the book at 2nd grade, that has granted herself using the principle and became the number one entrepreneur for girls, called Girls Going Places, out of 5,000 girls from the principles of the book. and branded herself as a baby billionaire teaching investing to you. And then my grandson, who also read the book started reading the book in second grade, and I'll have to tell this brief story, I know we have guests, but my grandson called me at second grade, and he was reading the original version of the book before you published this book. And he said, Grandma, I just got to tell you, he called me Grandma Tron, and he said, Grandma Tron, I just got to tell you my most favorite story, poem in the whole wide world. And I said, you're only in second grade, like 7 years old. He said, well, listen, and you know the story he told me was, I bargained with life for a penny.
Oh, I love that.
And so what I started doing was, every time somebody was doing a speech or any kind of program, I would always put him on the program to share that story to another. And, of course, I'm very proud to say that now 10 years later, he just ranked number one in all of the islands from the Junior Achievement Speech Contest, ranked number one for the island. And all of that started with his reading and applying the principles of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and published his first book at age 9. So the principles work if we work them. And what I'd like to do is have you both individually share with us, what do you think your call to action is? And if you can share with our listeners how they can reach you, because you know, there are people that just started tuning in and they did not hear the introduction to the show to understand what we're talking about. But I want to make sure that anybody at any part of this program that's listening in understands how to reach you and understand what is your call to action, what you'd like to know for us to do next.
Absolutely. My thing, and of course, this is Havilah Malone speaking, and the greatest gift that any parent could give to a child is to be able to help them develop confidence and the resourcefulness that's necessary to succeed in an ever-changing world. You know, right now there is so much uncertainty about the future and what the future holds, and every parent wants to be able to make sure that their child has the opportunities to be able to reach their highest potential. And if that's the case, if that's, you know, a goal that you have, and you know, a lot of times, like, you'll find that, hey, people will do more for their children than they will even do for themselves, because they want to be able to, you know, give them the best resources, give them the best information so that they can truly thrive and succeed in life. And I think we can all agree that success leaves a trail. And so Napoleon Hill has left a trail for each and every one of us to follow through those 17 principles of success that have, you know, helped billionaire Oprah Winfrey, that has helped success guru Tony Robbins, that has helped and influenced Shark Tank's Damon John, as well as, you know, the Rockefellers and, you know, people from generations of past. So if we know that there are tools that are out there that will give us the best edge in life, we have to go out there and get those tools and put them into practice and use them. Have that now available for children in the book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill, which is available on Amazon. It's also available on the Napoleon Hill Foundation website. And so I encourage you to go out, pick up the book, get a copy of the book. You know, if your child is of an age where they can read themselves, make sure that that becomes a part of their daily routine to read and digest those principles so they can apply them. Or if your child isn't able to read yet, well, guess what? You're going to both get the benefit of reading it, because as a parent, it's going into your ears as it's coming in, coming out of your mouth, and you're sharing that with your child. And the best thing you can do is be an example. So you applying them and your child seeing that example and like, wow, mommy or daddy is really out there, you know, living in purpose. They're out there chasing their dreams. They're out there stomping out their fears. They're out there, you know, conceiving bigger, believing bigger, achieving bigger. Guess what? I can too. And for people who are part of, you know, their mentors, you know, because everybody, you have a connection with a child in some way, shape, or form, whether it's your brother, your sister, your cousin, your, you know, your nieces, your nephews, your children themselves, or even friends of friends of friends. So everyone can go out, get a book. Get a book and start to read it. Start to share it. Because anything you want to keep, guess what? you have to share it. And for anybody who's interested in getting in touch with me, I love, you know, connecting with people. I love engaging with people. If there's anything that I can do to help, so you can reach out to me via email. That's ask@havilahmalone.com. So that's ask@havilahmalone.com. You can also connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook at @HavilahMalone2, on Instagram, Twitter at @HavilahMalone, LinkedIn. And, you know, I love to be able to engage or answer any questions that you may have, or, you know, if you have a learning institute or a school, you know, how we can create something, you know, where you can use this or bring this tool into, you know, those daycare centers or things like that, so that we can get this message out, that we can truly help to shape and change a generation for the better. Like, that's our goal. That's our purpose. And it takes each and every one of us to make that happen.
Well, let me add this, Havilah, because I'm just like, oh, my gosh, what you said. I just love it so much because we're just so passionate about what we do. Here's what I'd like to say to everybody today. What if someone had shared Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles of Success with you when you were a child? What if you could not only understand each of these principles, but knew exactly how to apply them in your life? How much farther would you be today? That's the question we all have to ask ourselves. And what I love about this book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill, 100% of the proceeds go to the Napoleon Hill Foundation. What can be better than that? I would say to anybody that's listening to this today, help yourself. Help your children, help future generations, and really make a difference. That's what we're all here to do each and every day, to make sure that we can pass on principles such as these that will change people's lives. And how you can reach me, I'm Diane Lampe, and you can go Diane@Lampe, L-A-M-P-E, company.com. Company is spelled out, .com. I have DianeLampe.com as one of my websites. You can go there, or you can go to LampeCompany.com. That's more of what we do, but you can also see how a little bit of our story there. But it's DianeLampe.com, and I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and all that. But the most important thing you can do today is take action. Get the book. Go on Amazon. Go on Napoleon Hill Foundation and get the book and start sharing them with your family today. So thanks so much, Anne. I hope that...
No, absolutely. And I want to make sure if there are any other comments you'd like to share, information you'd like to share.
You know, there is a fun fact that I want to be able to share with everybody. So, of course, you know the name of the book is The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill. So it follows Oliver and his brothers and sisters and his friends as they go on these amazing adventures together and, you know, learn these principles and apply these principles. But what a lot of people do not know was that Oliver is actually Napoleon Hill's first name.
Interesting, right?
Right?
Wow, it is just amazing when you think about the impact, and now to just think about the impact that this is going to have and also currently having. So share with us what's next for the two of you and the impact that this may have had on your own passion and purpose for life.
Absolutely. Like for me, it's always been about, you know, helping to unlock human potential and helping people to be able to get to that next level. And, you know, of course, I have a nonprofit organization, Living Beyond the Box, Inc., in our premier program, which is Everybody Loves Barbie, which helps youth who have been abused to be able to take that, you know, take their confidence back and be able to, you know, live life on their own terms. And, you know, we even use these principles in helping to, you know, establish a new foundation for thinking, you know, as they go through that healing process. And so for me, having this amazing tool now available through this book, you know, it just really helps to amp up the work that we're doing and really has even have me become more enthusiastic about reaching more people, getting it out even further. So we're open to and we're looking to do, you know, more speaking engagements to be able to share these principles, to be able to share these tools. You know, we are looking to come to cities across the U.S. and even internationally because this is so important, like the impact that this is going to make on our generation, you know, because everybody is looking for how can we make things better? How can we, you know, improve? Like, how can we, like, fix the system? It's not geared towards, you know, just giving people advantages. Well, it starts with us taking action and learning how to control our own minds, learning how to harness the power that we already have within us. And those 17 principles allow us to do that. But that also means that people need to know that this information is available. And so that's why I love even what you all are doing with this radio show, because it gives people the opportunity to learn about them, to start to be surrounded in a group of people who are like-minded, because then that energy grows, that consciousness grows. And we want to be able to touch everyone around the world with this information because it's just that important.
And you
Go ahead, Diane. I was going to ask your thoughts.
Oh, okay, great. What I was going to say about that is I can remember when I first started reading Napoleon Hill, and luckily I picked up on that I need to pick up this book and look at it. And the first book I actually picked up was The Law of Success. And I don't even know where we would be today if that wouldn't have come into our life. And I want to tell people that these teachings and these principles are just so important, and that I've made it, you know, an everyday lifelong goal to help more people to achieve their best in life. That's what I think about every day. You know, when I wake up in the morning, who can I help today, and really talk to them about things that they can change about their life and how they don't have to settle in life. And you don't have to when you have great principles like these to learn and teach and apply. And the important part, as we all know, is to not just read them, is to apply them and know how to apply them. And I believe that with the passion that Napoleon Hill has and the passion that's even in this book, it really gives it a simplistic form of how to apply it in everyday life. So this has become a daily passion for me, and I can just see this getting bigger and bigger and bigger and just spreading the word that we can make a difference one day, one person, one event at a time.
Well,
this is all about.
Yeah, and I think both of you are doing exactly that. Have you ever thought about going on TED Talk?
That would be amazing.
that would be really amazing.
We would love to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's
sure.
put that out in the atmosphere and know that somebody is going to reach out and ask you to do that. Even if you start with a local TED Talk in your area, I think it would really be worth you sitting down and actually coming up with a 15-minute, it's a long soundbite, but just really nubbing it down. And with the passion and the energy that you both have, it would just be phenomenal, because a lot of people, millions of people of all over the world have read the book, but that would be really one good way to get that message out. And, Havila, when you said foundation as a contractor, I thought of foundation as a not-for-profit for thinking. And when you said new foundation for thinking, you know, that's a play on word, and this is, you know, you may want to think about that at some point in the future in terms of, for youth, a new foundation for thinking. So that's just food for thought. But I am just so excited today to just, you know, it's really an honor you talked about connecting the dots, and to have been able to walk this walk with you from that Odyssey experience to now understand that we have something that we can share. And I'm going to look to see about finding a sponsor or something to donate some copies of the books to some people in our local area. And as the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we read the book every Friday, going back to what you just said, Diane. Can you just share with us maybe just one situation that this book has impacted your business, Diane?
Well, yeah, I remember before I got a hold of these books, we were in a ton of debt. I mean, a ton. And I don't even want to say how bad it was. It's in my website. They can look at it there. And how to be able to turn it around in just like record time. I just stuck my head in that book, and I just, you know, every day I was sticking my head in that book. And believe me, the Law of Success you know, each chapter is like 150 pages long. And I just studied it. And I knew that I just had to change. You know, for things to change, we have to change. When we keep doing the same things, we're just going to keep getting what we got. And so I knew that we just had to make some big changes in our lives, and we needed to do it quickly. We didn't have time to waste. And going in that book, we were able to turn it around and, you know, go from all that debt and, you know, in making a seven-figure income. It was crazy, what? Like in a year.
Wow, that is amazing, and I'm sure that in the book that the two of you have written with the support of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, you're going to be teaching a lot of youth and also young adults how to do the same, because that is very empowering. We're going to go ahead and prepare to wrap up the show. We have been talking today to Havilah Malone and Diane Lampe, and it has just been phenomenal. I'm so excited about the next show and just looking at what's possible as the two of you, their exciting spirits have come together and have created a third world.
Love it.
Yeah, but Havilah, you know you've got to have the last word. So any closing comments before we wrap up the show? We're going to encourage our listeners to follow you both on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter and Instagram, and tweet and share, and we're going to have you back if you're willing to come back and share more.
Oh, we would absolutely love to.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say I am so humbled by this whole experience. And, you know, I put out a call many years ago, and it was, here I am, send me. And all of those things that we talked about, how all of those dots have connected over these years to put us in the position right now to be able to literally help to change and shift a generation for the better. I mean, there's nothing more fulfilling for someone than that. And everybody who is listening to this call right now, who's listening to this, whether it's the replay, whether you're live on right now with us, there is something that has drawn you to this point in time. There's something that has drawn you to listen to this message, because you have a purpose. You have a mission. And now the tools are being made available for you, for your children, for those that you care about and that you love. So it's imperative that if we want the things that we say we want, that we're willing to take the action to be able to have them manifested. I am proof of what is possible in life. Diane is proof. Miss Ann is proof. The International Mastermind Association, the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and countless proof of what is possible. And so now it's your time. It's your turn. So the only question is, what are you going to do about it? Go right now to Amazon. Go right now. Type in those words, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill. Press buy. Get the book. Bring it home. But don't bring it home and put it on the shelf. Bring it home and read it. Read it and start to apply it, because it will change your life. And so I want to just thank everybody who has been a part of this journey, a part of making this happen, because we do nothing by ourselves. There's a much higher power that is a part of all this, because it's time for a change. It's time for things to improve. So let's go out and make it happen.
All right, and that is it for us today. This has been an awesome, awesome experience. I'm just so honored to be a part of it. You have been listening to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, discussing the amazing adventures of Oliver Hill with Havilah Malone and Diane Lampe, and we will be back on the radio sharing their stories and having them come back. Have a good day, and thank you for tuning in.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-0-0-0. 2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.